that we have been blessed by Krishna, that we have the wonderful association of His Divine Guest, Swamapa Swami Maharaj. Invoke those devotional feeling in our heart, and only the pure devotee can turn our heart. So we should feel very grateful, and we are very thankful to Swamapa Swami Maharaj. Chanting with the feelings, sincerity and attentiveness. To bring those things, we have to analyze our practical day-to-day life. First, we have to understand our positions, who we are. As Maharaj has discussed from early morning, bring that point to our heart that we are the living being that has been going cycle of birth and death for many, many lives. And we have committed so many sins. We have no way out of from that situation, as Maharaj mentions, that the Karma Yoga or the Jnana Yoga or the Ashtanga Yoga, nothing can make us free from those sins. So we should feel that this is a process, something that's going to help us to come out from those sinful reactions, which will make us peaceful and which will help us to become attentive. If our mind is disturbed with all those reactions, it's very, very hard. But as Maharaj has said, Krishna has been so kind. Even if we make a mistake, He forgives us. We have seen in the life of Putna that her desire was not to feed Krishna, but to kill Krishna. So her motive was totally different. But we see from the history, and we see from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna didn't took that way. Krishna felt that she came to breastfeed me. And she got the eternal positions in Vaikuntha Loka. So, we are a very insignificant living being. If you think about the whole creation of Krishna, there are so many universes. In each universe, so many planets are there, unlimited. In that planet, so many living beings are there. Every living being moves life and death. If no spiritual progress, may they go downward or upward. This is the cycle that we are going through. By the mercy of some past activity that we may have performed in the previous life, or through the mercy of the pure devotees of Krishna that we have come in contact, we get the chance to uproot. As Maharaj has said, that the holy name is so powerful that it will uproot not only the reactions, but it uproot the tendency to commit the sinful actions, where we can buy those things in this world. Free of charge. Krishna is so merciful, so kind to us. I always say that despite the working day to day, all of you have some kind of a desire, small desire in your heart to get closer to Krishna. Otherwise, it's not easy. Not to go to the work and decide that, okay, I'm going to attend for 3 days training. So, be sure by hearing those messages that Maharaj has been repeating since morning, that any endeavor that we will take, Krishna sees so differently. And we are going to get the result for it. We should not expect any result, but ultimately, He is so kind. So we are going to do some exercise. All these things that happen in our life because of our mistake, our actions, we cannot blame Krishna. He has minimized because He has been so kind. And always we could remain grateful to Krishna that He is allowing us. There are so many living beings, so many human beings living in city of Houston, but very fortunate soul has been selected by Sisi Radha Nila Madhava through the mercy of the pure devotees, then we get a chance to come in contact with those pure holy names will be chanted in the temple room in the association of the pure devotee. This is a great fortune. Great fortune. Where can you buy that fortune? So, we have dedicated, and as Maharaj was saying also, I want to bring some practical little things that it will help all of us, that because we are not content with the atmosphere all the time, japa retreat, as Maharaj was mentioning, that we should do it at a different place where you are eliminating all your contact with your day-to-day life and focus, just give your time to Krishna. But because we are living in our household life, particularly the devotees, they are living in Houston, we have to be very careful that we should take this atmosphere at our home when we go home. And the best thing is to do is hang around the temple as long as you can and go home and wake up early in the morning, chant few rounds because before you come to the Mangala Arati, meditate on Krishna when you go to sleep and come early in the morning, attend the whole morning program. Don't lose this momentum. That's my humble request to all of you. Prayers is required because we are so big. Without the sincere prayer, like, you know, you see a lot of the time in our material life, some beggar comes to us. So many times, majority of percentage of the time, it will depend how he approaches you. The beggar approaches you. If he is arrogant, you won't help him. So for small even material aspect, the mood is really important in which way you are begging. So we are 2 days, 3 days, our only business is to beg to the Supreme Lord that after so many lifetimes that we got the chance to have his presence, present of the elevated Vaishnavas, to chant his name in front of Radhanila Madhava. So to prepare our heart, I think all of us should practice some kind of a meditation when we go home. We should read some books that can give us some impetus, or hear some classes of some Maharaj, or hear some kirtan, meditate on Krishna. There are these whole 3 days, Krishna, I have nobody except you. That's the mood we should keep. There will be some practical exercise we will do is we will divide in two groups, A and B. So select your partner. There should be a team. So I kindly request that please make it out the team. All of you who is sitting beside you is your team member. Now just to make sure that everyone is a member of the team, I will ask, please raise the hand by Team A. Team A. I haven't seen the 50% of the hand up in the air. Team A. Team B. Who is left? Is anybody without a partner?
Yes, the right hand. Is anybody that doesn't have a partner?
Anyway, that doesn't have, so you two can be partners.
Please move, Prabhuji.
Looks, we're going to have to sit together.
Yes.
We're going to face each other chanting japa. That's the program. So sit together. You're going to like this exercise, guaranteed.
the exercise, the first group A, who is sitting in front of his partner.
Wait a minute, is there anybody right now that does not have a partner? Raise your hand.
I just lost one.
Mataji, can you go over by the Mataji in the chair? Somebody else doesn't. So in the back, you raised your hand by the doorway. Anybody else that does not have a partner? Anybody else that does not have a partner somewhere else? Oh. Any other lady does not have a partner? So you're okay now? Okay. Very good.
So the partner A will face the partner B. And first, partner A will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then we are hoping to chant the Krishna's name with the sincerity, with the feeling, with all the obligations, with the gratefulness, with intense feeling from your heart, cried out like a baby, cried out for the mothers. So the team A will chant, and while we are chanting, the team B, which is what Maharaj was saying, Krishna is more attentive than us. So when we chant Krishna, what Krishna is going to do? He is more attentive. He will come to hear your chant. So partner B will represent Krishna, and he is going to listen your chanting. And then
represent Krishna.
Represent Krishna.
B is Krishna, and A is chanting to Krishna, and Krishna is going to listen how the chanter is chanting to him, Krishna. You got Krishna for 5 minutes. You follow? It'll be very nice to listen.
And then we will switch. The team B will chant in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and team A will represent Krishna, and he will hear the chanting.
And then team B is going to evaluate what they experienced when you were chanting to Krishna, and then vice versa. It's very powerful. Get into it. It's very powerful.
And then at the end, we will request. Also, if anyone, team A or team B, doesn't have the chanting bit, Radha Valla Prabhu is carrying those chanting bits, if anybody would like to take from them. So everybody is set up. We will do first evil chant, we will hear, and then we will chant, evil hear, and then at the end, we would like to ask some team member to reveal, because after that you will have to talk to each other, how the feeling was, that the chanter will say, and the who is representing Krishna, he will say how he has heard the transcendental vibrations. So their discussion must be there, and at the end we will ask few pairs to reveal their discussions for the benefit of the large assembly, right? So we will begin now the exercise.
The food round or just 5 minutes?
We'll tell you when. Fun, jump in the pool.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Hare Krishna. Finish your mantra. So we will share.
Switch.
So now the B team will chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and A team should be very attentive, like Krishna is more attentive to hear. So please start number B. Hare Krishna, finish your mantra. Now we will request that both of you, person A will say when he was chanting, what he was calling, and also as representing Krishna when he was hearing partner B. And similarly, the other partner, when he was chanting, what did he experience? What are your thoughts? And when you were hearing your partner's chanting. So please discuss, share your, A will share with B and B will share with A. We will give you the time to share that, and then we will ask that if they would like to share with the larger somebody.
I want to add a little element. The application for tomorrow is when you're chanting, it's not mechanical. Krishna is hearing. Krishna is feeling. Krishna is reciprocating. You're not alone. So when person A was chanting, you're chanting to Krishna, B. So B then can report back to the degree to which A was chanting to Krishna, how you heard. Maybe, you know, in, like that. And then the hearer, like, you know, how much was that, was the person who was doing the chanting addressing Krishna, how much was their mind with the fact that they're calling Krishna because you are Krishna, and vice versa. It's to help tomorrow's chanting. B isn't going to be there, but Krishna's going to be there.
Real Krishna will be there.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So anybody would like to volunteer to share? It's a very amazing thing you would like to share. You don't want to keep within yourself. Who would like to share first? Prabhuji.
One thing I was telling my partner was that I'm so glad that Krishna is omnipresent, because trying to just hear his chanting over all the chanting, you know, I can just imagine. I'm so grateful that Krishna can hear us as individuals as well as all, because trying to hear, just concentrate on his chanting and no other chanting was difficult. So I'm very grateful that Krishna is omnipresent.
Very nice realization. Your partner would like to say.
So when I was hearing Prabhu's voice, I felt like initially I pretended like he's Krishna and started. And when I was hearing his voice, I didn't realize that he's just 1 month old of his chanting. He said but his voice and syllables were so clear and crystal clear and during his chanting. So I was very appreciative of his chanting and that.
You want to say something about your chanting?
My chanting?
Any feelings? Reciprocation from Krishna?
Yes, so then when I started then I assumed that he is like Krishna. Then I just focused on my, initially I started, but later on I focused on my voice itself, and I realized that I did more in that chanting. That was my experience.
Krishna always reciprocates. Sundar Gopal.
So thank you for this exercise, Prabhu. It was wonderful that the fact that someone is listening to your chant that made realize that my mind deviated very less. I was quite focused. The pronunciation was quite good because you know that you are really focused, you are chanting. Someone is listening. So the realization is, if you can always think that Krishna is really listening, then you will definitely improve your chanting a lot.
Mm-hmm. And when you were hearing him, what did you hear?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I can't see what's his internal feeling, but his chanting was quite clear and he was focused too.
Sudhar Gopal Prabhu is saying is true, because the moment you know that it is someone sitting next to you, automatically your quality, your attention goes up. And I also experienced the same thing.
And when you heard this chanting, what was your experience?
Actually, it was a little bit difficult to hear among all these so many voices. So I had to really pay attention to hear it.
Dinesh, can you take the microphone over here? You're all here.
Especially the experience when I was hearing through Mataji's chanting, that was, I felt like, when I was hearing her chanting, I felt it was so sweet. Then I thought, oh, holy names are indeed sweet. I mean, they are capable of giving that pleasure to Krishna, but unfortunately, I am not chanting in such a way that, you know, to give that pleasure to Krishna. I'm depriving Krishna of that pleasure because I am not chanting his holy names nicely. So that was the realization. I thought that I should chant attentively because they are really sweet. And when I was chanting, I was remembering what Maharaj said in the class, that Krishna feels that it is his duty to give protection. So I was thinking, so Krishna is so kind and merciful that he feels his duty, whereas I am not actually considering it as my duty to chant nicely. So I was trying to chant with gratitude, whatever I could muster at that point, and I was happy that I was able to hear and focus, at least for that part.
Hare Krishna. Her chanting was very powerful. She was chanting, I felt like that she was chanting with all his consciousness, soulfully and with very attentively. And I felt like she has no other thinking was going behind her mind. That's all, and it felt very beautiful.
And you were chanting, but what happened? What was the experience?
It when I was chanting, I felt myself very much fortunate to chant Krishna's name, holy name. And because being with association with such a large number of devotees, chanting with all of them in front of deity Radha Nanda Madhava, and I felt it is all His mercy that I am able to chant His name today here. That's all, and I tried my best.
I have a general question. From those that were listening, who had the experience of, you know, kind of fuzzy, then coming to the point of really calling to Krishna and staying there for some time and then zoning out again? Who could hear that as they were listening to the other person chant? Could you share that while the microphone's making its way over? I have when I had more discretionary time than I have now, one of the things that I volunteered to do was to have devotees practice their chanting, knowing that they were going to make a recording of their chanting, knowing that I was going to listen to the recording of their chanting and critique their chanting. And two or three things. One was the very exercise of preparing to chant, knowing that someone's going to listen to the recording of your chanting, help the quality of their chanting a whole lot. And then when they actually made the recording, it was even better than the rehearsal. But the particular thing is, when listening to someone's chanting, one can hear the quality, not only the sound, but, you know, the quality of attentiveness, the quality of, like you were describing what you heard. There was nothing going on back. But her experience was growing into that, you know, starting at whatever normal chanting is, and but then thinking the thoughts that she shared. And then more focus. So I'd like to hear anyone else, all you and anyone else, express hearing the quality going from unfocused to focus and staying there for some time, and then again blurry, and then again focus. Can you share a little bit with that?
In the beginning, like, for 25 to 30 mantras,